Love is a many splendored thing. It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank our Heavenly Father who has not left us forsaking us, left us destitute in this world. He has caused the revelation of the Son of God to shine in our hearts, you know, demonstrating to us a path back to true life and to delight. God wants us to prosper. God wants us to live fulfilled lives. God wants us to experience the joy of His presence, the joy of purity, the joy of holiness. God wants us to experience the shout of those who inhabit His presence, who dwell in His presence. Praise God. That's why the Spirit is here, to revive man from the lower parts of the earth, to revive those who are perishing in the pit, the prisoners of corruption who are behind chains in the pit. God is reviving them. He has breathed, sent forth His Holy Spirit of promise, so that the men can awaken once more into the place of delight and life. Hallelujah. You see, we've seen so much, we've heard so much, and the Lord continues to open the windows of heaven and pour out His goodies and His goodies, and it never seems to end. Praise God. And let us, in this period of reflection, we're going to reflect in this message, let us try to understand the totality of the message of God. Praise God. The totality of the message of God. The totality of the nature of God. Let us understand what the Spirit has been trying to reveal to us from the day He opened our ears to begin to listen. John summarizes it in one simple statement. John the Apostle, you know, that was the closest of the disciples. He had a spiritual eyes view of the revelation of Christ. He actually could tell the deeper things of God. If you see from his writings, less of outward manifestation of miracles, but more of spiritual impartation, more of spiritual revelation of the Christ. He says He has come to give us an understanding, and that is that we are in Him. Isn't it? We are in Him. We all have our being in Him. In Christ Jesus, we all have our being in Him. This is the true God and eternal life. This is the life. This is the God. This is the body. This is the Spirit. And we all have our being in this body. Oh, that we can just sit back and meditate on this precious revelation. It's something that you need to just get away from the rest of the world and just meditate on how powerful this revelation is. Now, this is something precious that man has lost. This revelation that we all share in divinity, that we all share in that one life that was manifest, that one life which is the life of God. We all have our part in that one body, everybody. Now, he's not speaking here about Christians, he's not speaking about somebody who believes the way you believe. He's not speaking about somebody who preaches the way you preach. But we're going here into deeper truth here. Reality. It is beyond letters, mode of speaking, mode of presentation. These things cannot, be expressed with, letters according to this world. We're speaking about a pure, undiluted revelation of truth. We are all in Him. We are in Him, Christ Jesus. We are in that body. We all originate from that body. And we remain in that body. We are divinely interconnected. And as He lives, so do we live also. We have been with Him, in Him, before this world was. Suddenly the world came, The world came. What is the world? It's a consciousness of pure ignorance of this eternal body. The world is pure ignorance of what this sweet fellowship of oneness is. That is what the world is. That's why Jesus Christ says, before this world was, we were with Him, in Him. But when this world came, there was a separation. Everyone started going his own way, doing his own thing, And you have conflicts of interest here and there. You've had worries, disagreements. You have contention. You have hate. But John says something. He that hates his brother, are you listening? If you hate your brother, you are still where? In the dark. And you do not know where you are going. Let us read this thing today. 1 John chapter 2, verse 7. Brethren, I write a new commandment unto you. I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is a word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that is in the light, or rather, he that seeth is in the light and hates his brother, is what is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hated his brother is in the darkness, and walketh what? In darkness, and knoweth not where he goes, because the darkness has what? Has blinded his eyes. Are you listening? Now we are seeing Brother, the word brotherhood, brother, being used here. Brother has got nothing to do with your flesh companions, those who, you know, who came out of the same maternal, natural womb with you. See, those are things of this world. Are you listening? Praise God. We're speaking of a higher revelation. See, brotherhood, oneness. Praise God. We're speaking of the family of God. A divine family, a celestial family that has been in God from the beginning. That has been in God before the mountains came forth. Praise God. We're seeing here something that we have called a mystery, but it's no more a mystery. We're now speaking reality because the darkness has passed and the light is what? Is shining. He that, you know, loveth his brother has got the message. He that loves his brother has got that revelation light. He walks in that light. He walks in that life. This one that loves his brother no longer walks according to the natural light, but he walks according to that divine light that lights up the city of God. It's a divine light that never quenches. He that loves his brother abides in the what? In the light. And there is no occasion of stumbling. You can never die. Now, stumbling in this sense is when you stumble, you go down into the pit. See, I know you, when you are in the pit, you know, you start all over again, isn't it? God has left me. God is against me. I'm a sinner. I'm unworthy. I'm miserable. Why is everybody better than me? All that are, these are lamentations of those who inhabit the lower places of the earth, sensing themselves to be separated from the all power, from the, you know, the God that filleth all in all. He that loveth his brother abides in the light, but he that hated his brother is still in the darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope you can get this message here. You can see that the whole message is to awaken man to the reality of this one life, this one body, the body of God. That is the whole essence of this message, is to revive man out of the pit, out of the dust, out of the grave. You are dead in your sins and trespasses when you do not know the reality of this oneness that we have with God. Hallelujah. And we are seeing here today that love is the key, or is the way, that the Spirit is demonstrating to us today. You see, when we walk in the way or in that path that the Spirit is revealing to us today, what happens is that we become fused back into that one body. We begin to recognize that there is one body, one spirit, and we no longer know anybody after the flesh. This is what Paul is saying. Henceforth, we no longer know anybody what after the flesh. See, after the flesh, after outward expressions, we no longer know anybody after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We walk after the Spirit, recognizing that every man is a part of that Spirit. So you can see that everything is to lead us back to that one body. That's what John says here, that he that hated his brother does not even know where he is going. He has lost his way. Are you listening? Because the way of God leads us back into oneness. Oneness. One body, many members, interwoven divinely. Praise God. It has got nothing to do with modality of how you preach, how you present your thing. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's all about what? About love. Praise God. It's all about recognizing oneness. Praise God. To enter into this reality, of course, we must become fools. Praise God. It is contrary to the wisdom of this world that somebody will say, Father, forgive them, they do not know what they are doing, while people are there crucifying him. Isn't it contrary to the wisdom of this world? Father, forgive them, they do not know what they are doing. Now, these were people who were nailing him, were slapping him, spitting on him, yet he was saying, Father, forgive them, they do not know what they are doing. They don't realize that they are crucifying that one life of which they are part of. They are still walking in the darkness. They don't know the way back into that one body, that one life in which dwells the fullness, the totality of God. One body, one life. Praise God. Anyone who hates his brother is no longer on that path. He has missed his way. Because the way of God unites us back in oneness. Praise God. This way, of course, is a way for fools. It's a way for what? For fools. It's not a way for the wise according to this age. We have to throw away the wisdom of this world. We have to let go of the wisdom of this outer world. It's a wisdom that is out there to point, to look at the weakness of others, to suppress others, to ride over others. But when your eyes are open, you begin to see that we are one body. We all partake of the same spirit. We all partake of the same name. We have one Father, one God, and we all abide in that same Father, and one that same God. And all things are ours. Are we listening? All things are ours. Everything is what? It's ours. All things are ours, both underneath the sea, on the earth, in the heavens, things seen, things unseen, they are all ours. They belong to us, every one of us. Even the knowledge, the books, the wisdom, all belong to us. Because all riches, all glory, all power, all wisdom, everything emanate, came out of that one spirit that we are a part of. Praise God. When we begin to recognize this thing continuously in prayers and in meditation, recognizing this oneness, then we begin to be set free from many things that are bothering us. Hurts and pains from the past. You can be healed from these things. You can be lifted up from these things. Hallelujah. Every man has to wake up back into the consciousness of the Father. That's why Jesus Christ says, Father, forgive them. He didn't say Jesus as a man, forgive them. You can see that as a man, you can do nothing. As a man, you don't have the capacity to forgive. As a man, you don't have the capacity to love. You need to awaken. You need to remember. You need to recognize your identity as that one who we call the Father. Every man must awaken to this reality. That is why when Jesus Christ was speaking about forgiveness, the disciples and many around wondered, how is it possible? How can it be possible for one to forgive 99 times, continuous forgive? How is it possible? Jesus Christ made it clear that with God, it is possible. But with man, as a man, in your consciousness, as a lowly mortal man, you cannot attain to this place of God. Hence, the need to pick up what? The cross. You see what the cross means? Pick up the cross and follow me on this path, on this way of love. See, it's a way of holiness, a way that no man can ever pass, no man can ever know. We're talking of the mortal man. We're talking here of that false identity you walk in as a mortal upon the earth. We must let go of that life by faith and lay a hold on the life of the Father. It's no longer I, but the Father. It's no longer I, but Christ. It's no longer I, but that one who has been from the beginning. See it? That is why it says, those that have left all for my sake. It's about a living of our ideologies, our ideas, our personal convictions, our modalities of presentation and preaching, and all those high things. Let it go. Let it go to lay hold of the life that is from the beginning. Praise God. In your meditation, you will meditate and pray. You will, you know, pierce through the darkness of this world to begin to remember and know that I am God. I am God is not something that you go out to the center of the city and shout, I am God, I am God. No. It's an inner meditation. Inner reflection, reminding you of your part in that divine life. Praise God. Reminding you of your part in that one body out of which all life originates. Hallelujah. Daniel saw that body. He saw that body, glorious body. He saw out of that body a multitude speaking out of that body. He was seeing you and I in that one body. He saw that same body again as the Alpha and the Omega, unto which was gathered myriads, multitudes, ministering unto that body, all having their faces turned towards that body. Ezekiel saw that body, a celestial body, and he saw that that body was a composture of multitudes. Multitudes. He was seeing you and I closely, divinely knitted in oneness, shouting with the voice of God from eternity. Praise God. Hallelujah. John the Apostle saw this body appear as the Alpha and the Omega. One whose voice was like what? The Alpha and the Omega. Speaking with the voice of multitudes, nations, tongues, many waters. It's an eternal body, a celestial body. And the way that the Lord is revealing to us today gathers us back into oneness. He that hates his brother has not still got the message. Because the message draws us back into oneness. Recognition of oneness. See, it is beyond fighting for land, territory of lands, parcel of lands, and all those things that we see in this world. Recognize that whenever the body of God appears, the body of God is seen to be in the heavens, is seen to be in the spirit. God is not of this age that we live in. See, I watch people, you know, trying to fast and pray. They have meetings, they hold meetings and they pray for Israel. Isn't it? Some people pray for Israel. Some people, you know, pray that, you know, Israel has this land and that other place, other people don't have that land. And we interfere or we involve ourselves with things that have nothing to do with God. See, somebody is born in the land of Israel and is consumed all his life, is wasted on trying to, you know, to claim some parcel of land. And I can assure you, God is not involved in all that. Are you listening? God is not involved in all that. See, I belong to that church, I belong to this, I preach this way. God is not involved in all that. Are you listening? There is one life that every man must awaken to in this hour. That is what the old gospel is all about. Hallelujah. One life, one body. And that is what we are gathered into. Praise God. Let the eyes of our understanding be opened to recognize that God is love and God is oneness. Hallelujah. To stand by the place of delight. To stand in the place where there are shouts of joy. We must begin to recognize without a condition. Are you listening? Without a condition. You don't have to place a condition for your brother that you must do it this way before we are one. The only condition is to know the truth from the beginning. And that is we are one. Praise God. There's no use for arguments, contentions. Continuously, you don't need to do that. You are wasting your time. Praise God. Every man must have his eyes focused on that one life and enter into fellowship with that one life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read something from Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. These are the words of Jesus. Matthew chapter 7 verse 1. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you mete, it shall be meted to you again. Why, you know, beholdest thou the mote that is in your brother's eyes, but consider not the beam that is in your own eyes? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of your brother's eyes. See, that is what we do in this world. Everybody is pointing the finger. Everybody is looking for a fault in the other one. Isn't it? Everybody is scrutinizing the other one's behavior, the other one's character, and watching out for a mistake. And that's what the world is all about, isn't it? Looking out for the weakness of the other and, you know, taking advantage of the weakness of the other brother to pounce on him. That is the way of the world. You see, but we are admonished in prayer and in meditation. Prayer and meditation would mean a subjection to what the Spirit is saying today. Let our eyes of understanding be open to behold this way of holiness, this way of love. Because everything that you are hearing today is all about a gathering back into a one name, one life. Praise God. Where there is knowledge, all that will fade away. Where there is modality of interpretations of preaching, all that word will fade away. All that is required of the word of God is to drag us back, to guide us along that narrow path back onto our oneness in God. He that hated his brother deviates from that path because he's not recognizing the fact that the end of that path is oneness with your brother. See, God is you and I in one. That is God. When we ascend, recognize our unity in the Spirit, far away from the wisdom of this age, the knowledge of religion, modalities of preaching, ways of beliefs, all those things of this world. Far away before this world, all those things are of what this world. And Paul says, where there is knowledge to what, it will cease. Human knowledge, wisdom of this age, it will all cease. That which will remain is that bond of oneness. Praise God, in God. That is where the focus is as brethren. Hallelujah. Day and night in our prayers and in our meditations. Praise God. It's the realization. It is the removing of this beam in the eye, this log in the eye that blocks our comprehension from contemplating the Lord of glory seated on his throne. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nothing that makes a lie or defile it can enter into this new city, this compact city called the New Jerusalem. A city where all live in oneness, in love. Nothing that defiles or makes a lie can enter in. See, that is the lies of the carnal mind, the wisdom of this age. You can't take that luggage and enter into God's kingdom. We must let go of it by faith and lay hold on eternal life. Lay a hold on love. Lay a hold on fellowship, of goodness. Hallelujah. Of honoring one another. Oneness with one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, when the book of Revelation, when John sees the Alpha and the Omega seated in his throne room, he sees the elders, the myriad of angels, all having their face towards the one seated on the throne and all bowing down and worshiping. And you had the four beasts there who were saying, holy, 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 holy unto the Lord God Almighty. Can we allow the Spirit elevate us in a manner that all we can see is that eternal spirit, that eternal body? Praise God. John says that I may be found in him. In him is awakening back into that eternal spirit. This is the salvation of the ages. There is no other salvation. To experience that oneness, that love of God. God is love. God is delights. God is pleasures. You see? And to enter into this thing, every man must let go. Let go of what we think is our right. Let go of our family. Anything that we've had upon the earth, as men, we must let go of it by faith. See it, and graciously, with gratitude, with joy, receive this opportunity to enter into life. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you look at the accounts when Jesus Christ healed a blind man, the Bible says that, of course, Jesus Christ was on his way to Jerusalem. Along the way, he healed this blind man, and the Bible records that immediately the blind man followed Jesus on the way. Are you listening? God is removing our blindness today. Praise God. It's opening our eyes to see truth. Hallelujah. So that we can walk on that path. It's a narrow path of love. It's a path of oneness. It's a path of recognition of the one spirit and the one life that there is. Praise God. This is the only way back to the all power that is in God. It's written there in the Bible, isn't it? I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. We must first of all recognize ourselves in that eye. One life. It's a spiritual eye. It's a spiritual body. It is the eye that has been from the beginning of the world. Before we were corrupted with the knowledge, with the wisdom of this age. Hallelujah. This is the way of love that can lead to God, the Father. Praise God. We can only love when we recognize and live by the name of the Father. The one that is sleeping must awaken. And when you are awake by faith, you recognize that is the Father that is appearing. Praise God. Are you listening? When you are awake from the illusion of what you think you are, your terrestrial life, you begin to realize that it's the Father that is appearing. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It's only in that consciousness that you can truly love and forgive. Because the other one that seems to be offending you, you can now begin to see in reality the Father in that same person. You can see that one life in that same person. And you can forgive the person's ignorance. I listen, you can forgive the person's what? Ignorance. And you can only forgive the person's ignorance as the Father. When you walk as the Father, in the name of the Father. In that new name. Not as a man. As a man, you can't forgive. As a man, you continue your bitterness in remembering what somebody did to you years ago. As a man, you continue to remember, how you were robbed, how somebody cheated you, how somebody, is trying to spoil your ministry, how somebody is trying to harass you. You will always have this bitterness and grudges and complaints and all this resentment. It will never end as a man. But when you are awake by faith, into the reality of the one life and live by that one life. Now this is the practice of the cross. This is exercising yourself in what? In godliness. It's the cross. Daily I pick up my cross. Praise God. Picking my cross means that I am dead. It's no longer I that lives, but it's a Christ that lives in me. It's the Father that lives in me, the one that has been from eternity, that lives in me. And if I live in that consciousness, I no longer know any man after the flesh. I live in a new creation. Exercise yourself in this, and you begin to see a new world opening to you. A new world of peace, harmony, No more bitterness. Of course, if you fall, you stumble along the line, you have the faithful high priest who forgives. There is one who forgives. He's faithful and just to forgive. John writes it here. Isn't it John that writes it? First John. See, if we confess our sins, we are sincere, and we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to what? To forgive us. There's a continuous working of forgiveness in us. The blood of Jesus is active. Even as you walk this walk, praise God, even if you stumble, you transgress against this principle of oneness, you are forgiven. Wake up and move again and walk on this path. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God will give you the wisdom, the understanding to abstain seed from the hate that is in this world below. It's a call to oneness. It is a call to love. Praise God. God's kingdom is love, is oneness, is unity. Praise God. We have to enjoy one another, fellowship with one another. Praise God. Let us, even in your families, praise God, even to the one that is out there disabled, who has a problem, you must exercise yourself to recognize the body of the Lord. This is the way of love that the Spirit is revealing to us today. Praise God. The way of love that the Spirit is demonstrating to us today reunites us back in the reality of our oneness with God. By this we then know that we are what? We are disciples. When we love one another. Isn't that what is written? When we love one another. When we love one another. A true love, not a conditional love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Loving is not because the one preaches the way I preach or the one doesn't preach the way I preach. That is not love. That's no condition. The condition here is to recognize one another for the way we are from the foundation of the world without a condition. That is all. Recognition and love is something that we must exercise ourselves in day and night. Then we find peace, harmony, and joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love. God is love. Hallelujah. Love is the thing that actually exalts a man and makes a man king. See, like the song of Nat King Cole, it says, love is a many splendored thing. Love is that thing which crowns a man king. Hallelujah. Love is the highest thing. And every man should strive for love. Praise God. May the Lord strengthen you in all your endeavors. May He quicken you. Praise God. May the power of the Spirit rest within you. So that you'll be strengthened in the inner man. Hallelujah. May the Lord give you wings of the eagle to fly over every lie of the devil. Hallelujah. May the God of peace grant you rest and pleasures in your soul. Praise God. Let all those high mountains, those things that we perceive as barriers, that try to stand before you, let them be leveled by the power of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Many things that have stood in your way for years, let them be dissolved by the revelation light of the Lord. Awaken to the consciousness of the Father. Awaken to the consciousness of the Father. Awake to the reality of this one life and let all things be passed away. All things are new. in this new reality of life. Hallelujah. One body, one spirit. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this revelation. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let there be healing in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Let this message be like a key to loosen some who are hurt. Some who don't seem to find a way of escape. They don't know how to get out of that situation. They don't know how to get out of this situation. They know it's the word of the Lord, but they are trapped. Your deliverance has come today. May the Father of peace and love keep you in all your endeavors. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for this fellowship. The Lord has got a word from our sister here, Sister Nenny. Some prophetic word for the body of Christ. So you listen.
Praise the Lord. As we concluded the messages, the Lord showed me a massive cake, the cake with the layers. At the tip of the cake, the bride and bridegroom. That was the first vision. The second one, I saw a whirlwind with multicolors turning
multicolor like
a rainbow, different colors.
A whirlwind. Wow,
yeah.
Wow, wow. And what else?
Then the third vision was a wedding gown. The embroidery was sewed with gold and massive, very large, long. You don't know where it comes from, the hem. And when it finishes, massive it was.
Like the hem of
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Like the hem of Princess Diana. She had a very long hem when she married. Anyhow, we thank God because the Spirit of the Lord is, you know, confirming this same oneness, this work of revival, this oneness that we have in Him. Hallelujah. If you look, I wrote a message years ago on marriage, which is to be, the message is to be redone shortly. And you can see that our union with the Lord, our oneness with the Lord, is what we have been preaching all about. Praise God, the steps and, you know, the layers of the cake, you know, starts from the bottom, is larger and goes up and up, and right at the pinnacle of the cake, you have the, you know, that the bride and the bridegroom on top. You see, it shows a marriage, a marital union, a oneness that the Lord is gathering us unto into this day. Hallelujah. We are all married unto the Lord, one spirit, one body. The two become one body. One flesh means one body. See it? But before we can become that one body, we must have left all things. See it? Left father, mother. Meaning that we leave those things that gave birth to us in this natural dimension. Leave our beliefs, old beliefs and everything, to be united with the Lord. Praise God. She also saw a whirlwind, multicolored whirlwind, which speaks about the wisdom of God, pure, undiluted celestial wisdom of God, you know, being, you know, given to us today by the Holy Spirit. The whirlwind is the Holy Spirit that comes to gather his people. You notice the Holy, when the whirlwind comes, you notice that it gathers things from the earth. See, it's the upward trend. Praise God. Elijah was taken up in the whirlwind. See, when the Holy Ghost came down on Pentecost, it was a whirlwind. And it's the working of the Lord today to gather his people. He's giving us celestial wisdom, gathering us from the depths of the earth, showing us our oneness with God. We are one with God. Praise God. This is the wisdom of the Lord, you know, reviving us out of the dark places of the earth. And the third vision is the same wedding gown with the gold embroidery. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is revealing to us this same marriage that we have spoken about, this same union. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God will purify our garments. and make us one with the Lord. Praise God. It's a pure consciousness. Consciousness of truth, consciousness of light. We thank God. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
Love is a many splendored thing. It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king. Once on a high and windy hill, in the morning mist, two lovers kissed, and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendored thing. My silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love.